In my quest to get Singaporeans to return their trays and used crockery, I've tried being a cleaner.
Can I ask why is it that you haven't cleared your table?
I've tried technology. I even resorted to removing our cleaners.
我真的很生气，我有客人来，没有人地方坐。
This is one habit Singaporeans can't seem to kick. But from September 1st, we are required to return our food trays after we eat, by law.
In this episode, I track the days leading up to when the fines kicked in and the impact of the punitive measures on us.
1 week before the new tray return rules kick in, I'm at Serangoon Garden Market and Food Centre where I'm meeting Rivo Lim, a safe distancing enforcement officer who has, since 2020, been nudging diners to return their trays.
So after you finish your meal, right, do help us return the tray, right, to the return station. Okay, thank you. We move hawker centre to hawker centre, like maybe covering 2 to 3 hawker centres a day. Nudging people, if we spot someone moving away, leaving behind the crockery, cups and tissue paper, we'll step in immediately and remind them to return the tray.
So basically you are standing around surveying the scene and watching people eating.
Yes.
And if you notice someone, just like that one looks like it's leaving and is not going to clear the tray.
Yes.
So you will zoom in right away.
Yes, right away. Today, you're going to join me as a tray return ambassador.
Oh.
Okay. And I came prepared with a tray ambassador t-shirt. Put it on and we will nudge patron for tray return. How about that?
Okay.
Here at this hawker centre, there are typically over 400 diners during one lunch hour. Rivo and his team stepped up on their rounds ever since the fine was introduced. They spent hours helping Singaporeans prepare for the new rule.
Do help us return the tray.
And today, I am joining them to find out how prepared are we.
Hi, good morning, ma'am. So, tray ambassador here. Before you leave the hawker centre, would you mind help us tray the tray to the return station?
We
will.
Firstly,
okay.
We don't want to be fined.
Are you aware of the new law that will kick in very soon?
1st of September.
Yes.
We are to clear everything, including the crockery, the table and the tissue here.
Okay.
These are for cleanliness, for the next clean diners to have a clean table and dine.
Okay.
Most of these people seem to be returning their trays, and it's not surprising, since in a couple of days, they could be given a 300 Sing dollar fine. And if you think that the tray is all you need to remove, well, think again.
Make sure that everything stays on the tray, the used crockery, as well as cups, used tissue paper, wrapping, has to be on the tray and clear everything to the train station.
What about if I have food remnants on the table?
If it's sauce, accidental spillage, that's not an offence.
What if there's a pile of bones that I just spit out?
That will consider littering. You have to find a way to pick it up and dispose it in a bin.
So whether it's bones from your food or tissue paper, in order to avoid a fine, all litter should be within your food tray and returned at a tray return station.
In the 2 hours that I have been tray return ambassador, I didn't really have to do much. That's because most people knew to return their trays to the stations. I think it has something to do with the layout of this hawker centre. The 7 tray return stations are concentrated around this circle, and no matter where you sit at the hawker centre, you can see the stations quite well. The thing is every hawker centre like this one?
To find out, I've engaged the help of surveyors. They will head to 15 randomly selected hawker centres across Singapore to look at how visible the stations are and whether there are enough tray return stations. But the results are not what I expect.
The patrons had to walk 22 metres.
And I get the woman in charge of leading our food tray return efforts to answer some tough questions.
So if you take a look at this one, that's smoking.
Yeah.
Not returning tray is $300, $150 and $200. So one question that people have is, how is not returning tray seem to be a bigger crime than speeding?
There are 114 hawker centres in Singapore and over 900 tray return stations. These are where diners are supposed to return their food trays starting from September 1st. If not, they risk a SGD 300 fine. In the past, we might have barely noticed the tray return station. But now with the new fines, they are going to become a point of interest. Are train return stations all that easy to find? And what would make it easier for diners to follow the rules? 15 hawker centres across Singapore have been randomly selected as part of my survey. I want to know how visible the tray return stations are and whether there are enough of them around to find out if more can be done to help diners keep to the new law. And the results are in. Ching Siu Ting is the survey team lead. She has been combing over the data for the past 2 weeks. Okay, now for the results. Which was the best and which was the worst hawker centre?
On the average, patrons had to walk between 10.5 to 11 metres, which is the length of a bus, to return the tray. The shortest distance was actually in 448 Clementi. On the average, they walked about 7.4 metres to return the tray. And the longest was Old Airport Road, where they have to walk an average of 13 metres to return the tray. Also, I think because of maybe the structure of the hawker centre, there are some what you would call blind spots that you cannot see the tray return. So for example, this is just a map of the Old Airport Road. If you notice, the purple line is where the tray return rack is. And patrons that are sitting here in the green dot, they cannot see the tray return, which is here. The blue line. So they actually have to walk about 32 metres or 3 bus length to return the tray.
What about the halal as well as the non-halal tray return stations? How were they distributed?
We noticed that sometimes in the non-halal section, they only have halal tray return stations. So maybe on the ground, the placement needs to be better controlled.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was your observation on the ground?
From what we observed, the patrons can sit anywhere in the hawker centre. So actually, they would appreciate it if you could pair the halal and the non-halal tray return stations together.
How important is the visibility of the tray return racks?
Convenience is important. Especially in some of the hawker centres where they tend to have more elderly patrons. If you place the tray return rack very far or in some corner that is not visible, it makes it very challenging for people to return the tray.
Old Airport Road Hawker Centre is one of Singapore's most popular dining spots. Yet, it has one of the most inconvenient tray return layout.
So I'm in the middle aisle, and when I look to my left, as well as to my right, there is no tray return station inside. What do you think of the tray return situation here?
The lanes are quite narrow, and the tray stations are quite far apart.
Okay, how do you find the distance since you sit here? Actually, this is the furthest point away from the tray return station.
Yes, correct. I mean, yeah. It may be a bit difficult for old people like me to carry, you know. But somehow I find a way there.
Okay. Yeah. I usually ask the old to carry for me. I am 79 years old.
Old people is not walking is not steady already. So what can you expect?
这样你没有观察到这里的食客会不会比较不方便呢？是比较不方便，他们要有的不知道在哪里。
现在还有食客会问你那个归还价在哪里哈？啊，会。
How do you find the tray return stations here compared to other hawker centres you've been to?
I don't really see any tray return stations.
No, okay. So what are you going to do if you don't see any?
I will just leave it here.
Ah, you just leave it here?
Yeah.
You know about the fine or not?
Not very sure.
Lucky I found you. If you don't return, there's a $300 fine.
Here, the tray return station can be as far as 32 metres from the table and sometimes they are hidden away. For most of us, these might not seem like major issues, but I can imagine how challenging it would be for the elderly or the disabled to have to return their trays, especially when fines are enforced. If you fail to return your food tray, the first offence will be a written warning. The second time you don't clear your tray, you will be slapped with a $300 Singapore fine. That's the same fine you would get if you were caught littering, and more than the fines you would pay for smoking at a prohibited area, which is $200, or going over the speed limit by up to 30 kilometers per hour. Is not returning my food tray more serious than speeding or smoking? I want to know if we are being overly harsh.
We will also consider if we need to move beyond education to some form of regulation.
Senior Minister of State Dr. Amy Kaw has been considering fines as a measure to enforce diners to return their trays since March.
I would like to show you something. So if you take a look at this one, that's smoking, yeah. Not returning tray is $300, $150 and $200. So one question that people have is, how is not returning tray seem to be a bigger crime than speeding? What would you say to that?
This is actually under the Environmental and Public Health Act, Section 17.1, which is about littering. We are talking about not clearing your table of litter, leaving the litter on the table is like any other littering act. We have taken a light touch approach, as in the first time round, if you do not return, we'll take down your particulars. But there is no fine, first time offender. In reality, we also need to take a pragmatic approach, and we actually brief our enforcement officers. If you are frail elderly, you are somebody with some disabilities, or you are a child under 12, and it's very clear that you will not be able to clear the table yourself after eating, we will not enforce against you.
So I think quite a fair bit has been said about introducing the law now. But the reverse could be true as well, and that is we are in the middle of a pandemic, which is a highly stressful period for us. So then why give us another law that says fine you some more? Why now?
With the pandemic, the threat of public health risk is a lot higher. And in fact, high standards of cleanliness and hygiene in public areas and especially in dining places really is a first line of defense against the spread of infectious diseases, including COVID.
How do you personally feel when the government had to make that decision, let's fine them?
It wasn't a pleasant feeling. I was quite disappointed that we needed to do this. But it would have been nice if the Clean Tables campaign actually worked and tray return rate went up to 60% or so. Mm. But it didn't. And I think we thought that really it's very important and it's quite urgent that we do this.
From the advisory period to now, what is the most important lesson that NEA has learned?
We have been making adjustments. The location of the tray and crockery return stations. You want it to be evenly spread. You want shortest walking distance, right, to encourage diners. But sometimes there are some stores that are very popular. Okay. And then maybe the tray return station, not enough space, and the poor fellow who is sorting, you know, cannot sort it fast enough. Okay. And you don't want the birds to come. Then we put more stations there. In fact, now we are adding, in addition to 900 stations, we have added 75. And then from our advisory period observation and from feedback, we are now adding another 75. In addition, we are now adding smaller tray return trolleys, 300 of them in progress. If they are very popular, and then depending on the ground situation, like Sunday, Saturday, these smaller ones we can move and put them nearer the popular store. So increase capacity. Or where there are like elderly people, you know, the more popular area, we can put the trolley so they shorten the distance.
I'm glad that effort is underway to make it more convenient for all of us, especially the elderly and the disabled, to return our food trays. As regulations kick in on September 1st, I get into the thick of the action to find out how enforcement officers are working the ground. September 1st, the day tray return fines kick in. Enforcement officers are now deployed across our 114 hawker centres. If you don't return your food tray, you'd risk a fine of $300. Today, I'm shadowing enforcement officers Carol Yeo and Tan Guan Chin at Bersay Hawker Centre. 8 months ago, I was here at this very same spot, my social experiment to nudge Singaporeans to return their food trays by telling cleaners not to clear trays from the tables, failed.
刚才你进来的时候发生了什么事呢？哦，我们要做掉收碗，那说今天没有收碗。哦，这样我们来吃东西，他不收，我们不收，我们怎么吃？现在是lunch hour嘞，我要钱的嘞，我要给租金的嘞，你这样做我没办法了。没有，你看吃了我没有生意。OK。
This time, I am here to find out what it takes to enforce this new
law. It seems very perverse for me to say so, but I'm kind of hoping for some action today. Okay, shall we start?
We'll walk around the hawker centres to look out for diners who have not returned their trays and crockeries. So if they do not, we'll advise them. And if they don't, then we may proceed to enforcement action. What we'll do is to take down the particulars, the details of the incident that happened so that we can follow up back end on enforcement actions.
Have you had to enforce any cases so far?
Personally, I have not came across any uncooperative patron.
Most people, if they do recognise us in uniform, they will actually automatically return their trays and crockeries.
Why is it that you go around in pairs?
For the safety of our officers and also to have a witness in case the situation calls for it. So the partner will be there to assist and to help us de-escalate the situation if need be.
正的人去做，不要做那个没有做错的，很多人在看呢，你没有看到？这个很不好的。我要确定吗？确定可以，确定。不是讲你，我只要问你，因为刚才你跟你的朋友一起，所以我看你还你的杯。对的，慢慢来，可以。哦，好，可以，谢谢你。Carol,
you were running after the gentleman. What happened?
We noticed that he was initially with his friends and they were drinking, so he left and he just returned the teacup. We approached him to inquire about the glass bottle that was being left behind.
He initially tried to say that he don't know who left behind.
Okay.
But eventually he admitted that his friend lah. But he is not going to help him to return.
Because this is his friend's bottle and therefore the friend should be the one who returned it.
Do you take down his particulars or not?
No.
He is not the one committing the offence. We will not take down his particulars. We as enforcer, we are there to determine the facts before we even proceed to enforce.
As I spend more time with Guan Chin and Coral, I start to realise that enforcement officers can't take down names based on a whim. Their work involves a little bit of assumption and guesswork to make the call whether to swoop in onto a diner.
Her and I were observing that there's a piece of this plastic weighted down over here. And my automatic assumption was that the patron who was eating there, it belonged to him. Then he got up and left. And what was your reaction?
We would have to be sure if the person was the one who left behind the litter. So for the previous diner, you noticed that the chopstick wrapper was in the bowl itself.
Yes.
So that doesn't belong to the diner. So it probably belongs to a diner from earlier sessions.
So I have learned that your job requires very fine skills in observation. Because I had to think that, oh, let's go tell him that he left something behind. And then we both saw that the wrapper was in fact in his bowl. I wanted some action and I got it. I also saw for myself that the work of an enforcement officer is not easy. They have to be observant. At the same time, do not intrude or look like they're intruding on people having their meals. They need to be fair, they need to be empathetic, and they need to be firm in doing their work as well.
I'm glad to see that most people are abiding by the rules. This hawker centre certainly looks a lot cleaner than when I was last here 8 months ago. Which leaves me one last thing to explore. how the rules have impacted the cleaners and hawkers there. So I'm going back to meet cleaner Chia Siu Kien and her supervisor James Tan, as well as hawker Bobby Chu.
自从条例实施以后呢，对你的工作有什么影响？工作会比较轻松一点咯。我们分
Team A 跟 Team B 咯，我是属于 Team A。
Team A are mainly sanitizing and cleaning of the table. Team B, patient at the tray return rack to wait for the patron to tray return and they do the sorting over there. So when they are free, they will help to sanitize the nearby tables also.
有没有100%呢？都把所有的碗碟啊，还有托盘啊，都归还呢？
没有百分之百啦，是有90%左右。那比以前进步很多哦。以前你跟我说，当你叫他们自己归还的时候呢，他们会说那是你的工作。现在如果你好声好气的跟他们说，归回他们的碗盘什么的，他们会有什么样的反应？现在不会了，现在会比之前好很多了。Now
that we are all returning our trays, does this mean that we can cut down on the number of cleaners?
No, we still require the cleaners because we need the cleaners to go around to sanitize the table and to mend the tray return racks. I still need them to do the sorting and deliver the crockery back to the stallholders. And some of them also can help me do other things such as sweeping, mopping, and other general cleaning. So we still require this manpower to do other stuff.
你不高兴吗？你要讲啊！我当然是不高兴，因为没有。 Earlier, this was what hawker Bobby Chu had said about the tray return situation in the hawker center.
这样，如果我们可以教育食客自己还可以吗？新加坡走不通，真的吗？真的走不通，因为新加坡的年轻人，老人家不要讲，讲年轻人没有人走得通，你知道他说，他看着你，短短的把就换了路。
8 months later, things are looking up for him.
你现在对整个熟食中心的那个环境有什么感想？进步很多，老实讲是进步很多。不过可是也是有顾客在埋怨，有为什么我吃了我要自己收呢？以前我不用收呢。他们埋怨过后有没有自己归还？当然了，300块嘞，谁不还？
清洁工归还你们那些肮脏的碗碟啦，还有托盘啊，现在的速度会比较快吗？好啊，很好，很快，比以前快。所以你的 turnaround time 是比较快，所以满意吗？OK
啦。哎呦，不要这样嘞，满意就讲满意嘞，不要
OK
嘞，很满意。
According to the National Environment Agency, in the first 2 weeks of enforcement, there was only one written warning issued and zero fine. Is it a case of Singaporeans being very obedient, or light enforcement, or the fact that hawker centres aren't operating at full capacity because of COVID-19? I don't know, but I do wish that it didn't take punitive measures for Singaporeans to return our food trays. But now that there is a fine, let's try to turn returning our food trays into a habit.